نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447. We are here in Majidul Taqwa in Bratz. And our topic for today's Jumu'ah is the challenges we as the Muslim Ummah are facing locally, nationally, internationally and globally. The first challenge is our own Iman. Iman is our creed, is our faith, is our foundation. See in your breaths, I don't even know how many of you are aware of it. Last week somebody sent me a pamphlet, and the pamphlet was in Urdu. And they are targeting the brothers from Pakistan, India, Bangladesh and all the foreigners, and inviting them towards Christianity. So how many of us are even aware that this is happening under our own nose? So we all should be wide awake. People who want to snatch our Iman away, who wants to snatch away the Iman of our youth. Just now from our Secunderabad house, I translated the khutbah, the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia. Now he just became Grand Mufti because the old Mufti passed away, Sheikh Salih bin Humaid. And he spoke about Surah Al-Kahf, how these seven youngsters protected and preserved their Iman. The ruler at that time, his name was Daqyanus. Daqyanus called his seven youngsters and asked them, who you believe in? They said, we believe in Rabbuna Rabbus Samawati Wal Ard. We believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, the one and only Creator and one worthy of worship. He said, you are very young. Otherwise, I should have executed you now immediately. I'm giving you 24 hours chance. Tomorrow, if you give this answer, I will execute you. But these were youngsters. All you youth should take lessons. Innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim wa zidnahum huda. These were a group of youngsters who had complete conviction in the zat, in the essence, in the sifat and attributes of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So they left the Qiyanus and they went. Ghar, Ghar-e Hira. Ghar means a narrow cave. Kahf means a broad cave. So they went towards the broad cave and they read the dua. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. O Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, grant us from your side the special encompass us. Ya Allah, all our needs, you make the arrangements. So all seven of them entered the broad wide cave. Allah Jalla wa Allah, out of his Qudrat Kamila, remember, close the mouth of the cave. How long they remained in that kahf, in that cave? Allah Jalla wa Ala states, وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِيَةِ سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعًا. For 300 solar years, Allah kept them there alive. 309 lunar years, Allah kept them there. See, group of youngsters, they showed Allah that we love you, Ya Allah. We want to protect our Iman. Allah Jalla wa Ala protected, preserved them. Mention the incident in the noble Quran. So where are we? That is the greatest gift Allah has conferred upon us. Then you take the other people, the Shias, same thing they're doing. They want to steal our Iman. Aurat aur daulat ne ummat ko tabah kar diya. They will give you money. I've been to Iran. I saw how they operate. They wanted to bribe me also. Only Allah saves us. And you must remember, they will give you a woman also. Khomeini, La'anatullah Ali, writes in his book, Tawdihul Masail, which I have. He said you can make mut'a, prostitution, for 1 hour also is permissible. Now you tell me, is that ever Islam? So understand the challenges we are facing. So many youth, so many people are leaving Islam, the true Islam. They will become Qadianis. You go to the West. When I was in Zurich, it's an indictment upon us. When I was in Zurich, then we were driving with one brother. I told him, you told me, yeah, in Switzerland and Zurich, they don't allow any masjid with a minaret. How come this place got a minaret? He said, this is not our place. I said, what you mean not our place? He said, this is for the Qadianis. I said, stop, I want to go inside. I went inside. As soon as you enter, you will see Sir Zafrullah Khan's photo there. If you know anything about him, he was 100% Ahmadi Qadiani. He even refused to read the Salatul Janaza of Muhammad Ali. You're saying that the founder of Pakistan and all this, Muhammad Ali Jinnah. So he refused. He said, this person, I can't read his Janaza. So thorough he was, so firm he was in his batil, in his falsehood. Cut long story short, so I just told them I'm a tourist and I saw this place. I didn't tell them what my qualification, all these things are. You must play dumb sometimes, you know, you must play ignorant sometimes. Then you get stuff done. I said, show me your books. You know, in the European Union, your brothers must pay attention. In the European Union, there are 29 countries. They, Qadianis, are the only people in the world. They have translated the Quran Sharif in all the European languages. We, the Sunnis, we are 1 billion plus minus, fast asleep. We will be more interested in fighting with one another and instead of doing something constructive, productive to help the Ummah. So if a person wants a book, Quran Sharif translation, in the Slovenia language or in some other language which we don't even know, so they will have it and we will not have it. So what will happen? The people will be inclined towards them, and they have a very catchy phrase. They say, love for all, hatred for none. You'll see that everywhere that is their phrase. Love for all, hatred for none. So your Qadianis, they say Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, is already dead and buried, Allah forbid, there in Srinagar in Kashmir. Your Christians, they're after you as well. The Shias are also after you. So all these people on batil, they colluding with one another and in cahoots with one another to snatch our iman away. So you, my brothers, my mothers, my brothers, my sisters, everyone, daily we should be reading chapter number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 8. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Oh Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, do not let our hearts get deviated. After you gave us the hidayat and grant us from your side the special mercy to envelop and encompass us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَابِ, you are the best of givers, Ya Allah. And then for death on Iman. We all know death is inevitable. So always read Surah Yusuf chapter 12 verse number 101. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِصَالِحِينَ. Oh Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, let me pass away with perfect Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious and devout servants and slaves of yours, Ya Allah. Second one, we are going nearer and nearer towards Qiyamah. Every day, the greater the fitnas will be, the trials and tribulation will be. Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, authentic hadith, Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, Yusbihu Rajulu Mu'mina wa Yumsi Kafir. In the morning, the person will be a believer. In the evening, he will leave Islam, Allah forbid, become murtad and become an apostate, and he will choose something else. Why he will leave? أَيَّبِيُّ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. He will leave this Islam, Allah forbid, for worldly material benefit. So when we speak of scholars for dollars, when we speak about people giving up, this is all mentioned in the hadith, clear sahih hadith. We don't have to curry favor with any person or any organization or any politician or any country. وَالْحَقُّ أَحَقُّ أَيُّتَّبَعُ. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, I told you his brief history last night. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, they asked him, who is Malik? Imam Malik ran. He said, Malik huwa najmun huwa habibi. He's a star in the sky. He's my beloved. Wa ustadi, he's my ustad. They said, oh, you Shafi'i, you're praising him so much, but you wrote a whole book against your honorable teacher. He said, 100%. I wrote a book in the Masail on the issues we have difference of opinion with utmost reverence and respect. I love Imam Malik, my ustad, but I love the truth even more than I love Imam Malik. That is deen of Islam. وَلَحَقُّ أَحَقُّ أَيُّتَّبَعُ That we have to follow the truth, not go and bootleg the people. Look at our own country today. Where are we as Muslims? Do you know? Now there's an organization here in South Africa. They want to regulate religion. They want to say, why these Muslims got so many masajid and mosques everywhere? You got your brits, you got how many? 3 masjids here I saw today. One your big masjid, then one your small masjid, and what's the other masjid's name, ba? No, man, the other one. Darul Furqan, you must, that other one is not masjid. So you must remember that. So you got already 3 masjids, mashallah. You come to where I am, it's 50 masajid in length. And still they're building others. So I told them, to contribute to this masjid, you won't get no sawab. It's all har eku chaudhri banna hai. Har eku patel banna hai. Har eku mutawalli banna hai. That everybody wants to become a chief. A chief in his kraal, you know. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La taqumu sa'a, qiyamah will not come, hatta yatabaha an-nasu fil masajid, till the people show off with their masajid. Just travel and see. Go to Durban, go to Johannesburg, go to Pretoria, and see one masjid, 50 million, another one, 70 million, another one, 90, 100 million. Just for showing off. The masjid never gets full. Only Friday and Ramadan time it gets full. You can build 100 masjids in the township with that money. You can build beautiful masjids in the poor areas. But we must show off. You see that? Hadith Sahih in Mishkat Sharif. So brothers, there's a real concerted effort that these Muslims are 2-3%, but they got so much, you understand, influence. Look at the politics of the day. You take your Saudis. Your Saudi will not allow you. You must remember to carry a Palestinian flag in Makkah, Medina, Jeddah, Taif, wherever. You carry that Palestinian flag, they'll lock you up. My friend, personal friend, I won't take his name, but he told me the story himself. You know, one is your iman, and one is your ghairat, your self-esteem, your self-respect. He was in Medina Munawwara, Ramadan time, and he saw the Muslims all queued up there by this. Not KFC, not McDonald's, the other one, Starbucks. You see, by Starbucks. And they were full there, queuing up. He got so angry, he told them, haram, haram, he's not Hafiz, he's not Alim, but he's Iman. He's haram, haram, these people are supporting the Jutlas and the Yahud. Every second, third, fourth person there is a spy, but they're in plain clothes. So they followed him to his hotel. In 5-7 minutes, the police were there. They picked him up. 7 days, 6 days he had to spend in prison. This is Allah Shukr. Somebody in his family was a big politician. And then somehow, they said this chap is a little bit tipsy and crazy. And they managed to get him out. Last year, Ramadan, South African. If you speak one word everywhere, inside the haram, outside the haram, they'll give guys with short kurta, you will think they're Pakistanis, but they're spies of the Saudi regime, the Wahhabi regime, the Najdi regime. Do you even know what is Najd, my brothers? Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah, all ahadith in Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made special dua. Allahumma barik lana fi shamina. Ya Allah, give barakah to the people of the Levant. Levant is Sham. Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon. Ya Allah, Allah mubarik lana fi Yemenina. Ya Allah, give barakah to the people of Yemen. For the people of Yemen, he, Mustafa rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made 4 special duas, all mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Allah mubarik lana fi Yemenina. Ya Allah, give them barakah in the Yemen. Al-Imanu Yamaniyun. True Iman you will find in Yemen. Wal hikmatu yamaniya, the true wisdom you will find in Yemen. وَالْفِقْهُ يَمَانِيٌ And the true understanding of deen you will find in Yemen. I've been with Allah's help to all these countries. So my brothers understand. One person said, Ya Rasool Allah, وَفِي نَجْدِنَا O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about Najd? Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make dua for the Najdis. Where is Najd? Najd is your Riyadh, capital of Saudi Arabia. Qasim and Ha'il and all these places around there. We've been to Riyadh and all these places. So my brothers, these are the headquarters of fitna. Today as I speak to you in Makkah Mukarramah, they have cinema. In Medina, 8 or 10 cinemas. Who will ever think of this? Even the weakest Muslim will not be so crazy, but this shaitan does all these things. And then in Jeddah, this is not fairy tales, these are all 100%. In Jeddah, he's got bikini beaches. And you can go there, but you must pay a little bit, few dollars, few riyals, and you go inside. Everything free for you, you can see after that. You will just pay a little bit. He invites all this now, last week Friday. It started a few days ago, 5-7 days ago. They call it Mousimu Riyadh, that is the Riyadh season. They're inviting the gays, they're inviting the comedians, they're inviting the porn stars and prostitutes right inside Riyadh. Last week one comedian in Saudi Arabia in Riyadh, he made a mockery of the niqab and the hijab and so forth. And everybody is laughing. Do you know what are the consequences and ramifications of this? Quran speaks, Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verses 65, 66. وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ And if you ask them, what are you doing? لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُودُ وَبَلْوَنَ الْعَبُ That we are just amusing ourselves. It's just light-hearted, joking, playing. Allah answers, قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ You make a mockery of Allah. You make a mockery of Allah's verses. You make a mockery of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not some Maulvi's fatwa or Mufti's fatwa. Nay, this is Allah's verdict, final verdict, chapter 9, verses 65, 66. لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا Don't give any side any excuses. قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ You pakka kafir out of the fold of Islam after Allah gave you iman. What will you say? So brothers, we need to understand. A Mubarak Jamaat, like the Tabligh Jamaat, I always say on radio, for the past 100 years, go read all of you, Hazrat Abul Hasan Nadwi, Sheikh, that he wrote a whole book in Arabic, Urdu, English, he translated. The Life and Mission of Mohana Ilyas Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. Hazrat Mohana Ilyas Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, who started this work of Dawat Tabligh in 1926. Gregorian calendar is 2025. It's more than 100 years now if you take Islamically. But they have banned the Tabligh Jamaat. They have banned the Tabligh Jamaat in Emirates. But the Jutlas can come. The Christians can come. They can do what they want to. But Muslims, we are a threat to them. Therefore, we no more go. Why should we go when we know all these problems are there? So brothers, you need to wake up and understand. Our people are simple. They say Makkah, Medina, and then fine. If you made a Hajj, you made Umrah, you're going for Ramadan, you've been to Medina, go to Aqsa. Al-Aqsa yunadik. Aqsa is calling you. I didn't tell you this incident yesterday, so let me relate it to you now. You must remember what Allah said, I went 5 times. This incident took place in 1992. So 15, 16 ulama plus minus we were invited. So my name with Allah's help came out. So we went. Now we spent a week, they took us everywhere, all the important places. Now it was 1-2 days, I think the next day we were returning. There was a youngster, 8-9 years old. His name Qa'qa. I was facing Aqsa and he was facing me, short youngster like. That's it. So I told him Qa'qa. You see, today, if you keep your son's name Qa'qa, then why non-Muslim? The Muslims also will make Qa'qa. They're laughing. Because we don't learn anything. What you will say, Qa'qa's name is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So the Mujahideen, they love jihad. They want to give their life for the sake of Islam. So they love these type of names. So I told Ka'aka that, you know what, my heart is telling me that you must come with us. We take you, you're speaking in Arabic, we take you to Junubi Africa. What do you have to say? 9-year-old boy, 8-year-old, whatever, 8, 9 years old, gave me such a response, I started crying. He turned around because he was facing me and he pointed to Aqsa. Sheikh, you telling me about your Junubi Africa, your South Africa. If I leave here, who will protect Masjid al-Aqsa? Tell me one of our children, whole South Africa, whole Africa, that do we ever make tarbiyah, train our children, the importance of Aqsa, the importance of these places? They train their children, that we must become such. I saw with my own eyes, how with stones in their hands and iman in their hearts, not one of them baligh, and they're under 12, under 13, and they hide behind the pillars, and the jutlas come with their jeeps, they come with their guns, they come with their bulletproof vest, and what they do, as soon as they come this end, come out of their jeeps and so forth, they come out, and they're firing. What they saying, our youth, our small mujahideen, Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud, inna jaysha Muhammad sawfa yaud. Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud. Eh, Jutlas, remember Khaybar. In the 70th of the Hijrah, during the month of Muharram, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the flag and the banner to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Ali, when the battle started, in those days you have a duel. Sayyidina Ali came out from the Muslim side. Mirhab came out from the Jutla side. He was their best fighter. In 1-2 minutes, Sayyidina Ali finished him up and dispatched him to hell. Their whole morale broke. 94 Jutlas were sent to hell. 16 Sahaba became shaheed in the Battle of Khaybar. And Sayyidina Ali with his sword, Analladhi sammatni ummi al-haydara. Open Muslim Sharif. My mother called me Haydar. And I'm prepared to take all you Jutlas on. See. So they're telling the Jutlas, we follow Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we're following the Sahaba, Fatih Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu arda. So to love Sahaba, all of them, is an integral part of our Iman. So they go there and tell us, nothing, only Iman stones, and the Jutlas are running helter-skelter. Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud, inna jaysha Muhammad sawfa yaud. We are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have come again to take you on. How can you defeat, if you know the main players of the Hamas movement, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawarullah Marqadahu, shaheed, 2004. Sheikh Ismail Haniya, last year shaheed. Then Yahya Sinwar, this year shaheed. And one is left. Sayyid Khalid Mish'al, Abu al-Walid. So remember, he is there still in Qatar and all that. They move from here to there. So Khalid Mish'al was asked, how long will your resistance continue? How long will your resistance continue, O Mish'al? He said, as long as there's one Palestinian child, our resistance will continue. See, Iman, this is Iman. That is what the world cannot understand. The mothers who are the backbone of this whole revolution and resistance, who see, we met Hamas. We're not talking something fairy tales. I met Hamas. So you must remember, for what you must hide? You see, I'm speaking now, it's live on the radio, and the Jutlas, they record me. I tell the Jutlas, me, I'm very proud, you shaitans, you're recording me. What you are frightened for the Jutlas? So you must remember this, that these people here, that the mothers, daughters, they're making the greatest sacrifice. They're losing their husband, losing their children. But she says, Ana ummu shuhada. I am the mother of martyrs and I'm proud about it. Go to Iraq and go see where the Battle of Qadisiyah took place. There was a lady Khansa radiallahu anha. Kanat adibatan sha'iratan. She was a master of the Arabic language and she was a poetess, you must remember. Her 4 sons, 1, 2, 3, 4, all of them became shaheed. Oh, Khansa, just remove your niqab little bit, and you can see your beloved sons. She said, I lost my sons. I never lost my haya and shame. See, a Muslim lady with iman. Then she read the poetry, "Lest to be shaheeda, I am not a martyr, but wa ana ummu shuhada, I am the mother of shuhada, the martyrs." So my brothers, when the ladies come, the men come, the children come, they stand in front of Aqsa, and what they say, "Bi ruh, bi dam, nafdika ya Aqsa." Oh Aqsa, you must never fall. We will fall. We will give our life. We will give our blood for you, oh Aqsa. But you must never fall. But the Muslim Ummah of South Africa, you have the money, you have the resources, and you tell me you can't go. It's an indictment upon us, my brothers. How many times are you going to go for Hajj? How many times are you going to go for Umrah? Do you really believe? Do you really think I believe you when you say you're going for Allah's sake? 90% just go to show off and they just go for shopping. It's a big jol and a big merrymaking and a party going on there. Yesterday one agent sent to me from overseas. He said that you must now announce, these are all the specials I got for Ramadan. I just told him I don't do all those funny jobs of you. Everybody wants to use you for their hidden agenda, ulterior motive. You see that? So brothers, it's in our own interest. I'll end off with this. Maymuna bint Sa'd radiallahu anha. She came to Mustafa Hadithin, Ibn Majah and Mustafa Ahmed. She came to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "Aftina fi baytil maqdis ya Rasulallah. Aftina fi baytil muqaddas ya Rasulallah." Baytil maqdis, the Arab ulama. Baytul Muqaddas, our Indo-Pak ulama. So both ways is fine. You give us the fatwa, Ya Rasulullah, regarding Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Maqdis. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Hiya ardul mahshar wal manshar." You will be standing there at Aqsa and the surroundings on the day of justice. If we did nothing for Aqsa, we did nothing for Palestine, what will happen to us? I leave you with that question. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain, Majidul Aqsa and all our masajid. I thank our brother Haji Sikandar, Moana Zakaria and all of you. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Illa hu al-makhluku kulluhum du'afa la qawiyya illa hu wal-nasu kulluhum fuqara la ghaniyya illa hu. لا واجد ولا ماجد إلا هو لا خالق ولا ناصر إلا هو هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض لا إله إلا هو موسى على الطور حين ناداه قال لا إله إلا هو يونس في بطن الحوت حين ناجاه قال لا إله إلا هو يوسف في قعر البير قال لا إله إلا هو ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم معاشر المسلمين اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة ولذتها فانية وحاصلها فوت وآخرها موت قال عز وجل كل نفس ذائقة الموت إخواني البدن ضعيف ضعيف والسفر طويل طويل والبحر عميق عميق والزاد قليل قليل والصراط دقيق دقيق وتقول النار هل من مزيد وتقول الجنة وعدي وعدي ويقول كل ملك مقرب ونبي مرسل يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول آدم صفي الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول نوح نجي الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول إبراهيم خليل الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي إسماعيل ذبيح الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول عيسى ويقول موسى كليم الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول عيسى روح الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول حبيبنا وشفيعنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم القيامة أمتي أمتي، ويقول الله عز وجل يوم القيامة عبادي عبادي لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، خصوصا منهم ذي الأصل الأريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى الزاهد الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم، وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان، اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصمين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجدد وطأتك على جيوش أمريكيين وإسرائيليين وهنديين وأعداء الدين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمصدر سيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا اللهم انت السلام منك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم اعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله